It's Friday, October 13th, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. A University of Oklahoma study found that American couples who resort to pornography in their marriage were almost twice as likely to get divorced. Researcher Shankar Vedantam told National Public Radio that pornography is especially affecting the marriages of younger couples. Covenant Eyes reports that almost 70% of young men are visiting porn sites on a weekly basis, and in 56% of all divorce cases, at least one party is accused of having, quote, obsessive interest in pornographic websites, unquote. President Trump signed an executive order yesterday that is supposed to provide, quote, Obamacare relief, unquote, that will allow smaller businesses and individuals to develop their own insurance across state lines. It also provides more access to short-term insurance policies that do not have to conform to Obamacare stipulations. Liberal Senator Chuck Schumer tweeted his disappointment with the order, calling it, quote, a wrecking ball to single-handedly rip apart and sabotage our healthcare system, unquote. Trump announced to the media that this action is just the beginning of returning freedoms to Americans.
With these actions, we are moving toward lower costs and more options in the healthcare market and taking crucial steps toward saving the American people from the nightmare of Obamacare. Today is only the beginning. In the coming months, we plan to take new measures to provide our people with even more relief and more freedom.
The United States is pulling out of UNESCO, and so is Israel. The United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization is known for its promotion of sex education and feminist ideologies, especially in third world nations. President Ronald Reagan pulled America out in 1984, but President George W. Bush rejoined the organization in 2003. The death toll in the California fires is up to 28, and hundreds more are missing. 3,500 structures have already been destroyed over 191,000 acres in the fires. Earlier this week, the Lord sent what some have called, quote, an historic wind event, unquote, that further exacerbated the problems. Counting structures and deaths, it is confirmed as the worst wildfire in California history. According to the Cal Fire Department, 12 of California's 15 worst fires in history have occurred since the year 2002. In 1972, 55% of California voters were Republican, compared to only 31% Republican last year. In 2014, California became the first state with a law forbidding conversion therapy for children under 18 with inclinations toward homosexuality. In 2015, California became the first state to pay for gender reassignment surgeries for prison inmates. And earlier this year, California became the first state in the union to require gender-neutral single-occupancy bathrooms to accommodate men who wish to act out the part of a woman. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has issued a memo containing 20 principles of religious freedom. These are intended to govern federal administrative agencies and departments to protect the religious liberties as a fundamental right. The Boy Scouts made news in 2013 when they invited open homosexuals into the dens. Now, the Boy Scouts are inviting girls to participate with them, too. Girls will be joining Cub Scout dens next year, according to the new rules issued earlier this week. This is precisely why we enrolled our 7-year-old son, Honor, in the Christian version of Boy Scouts called Trail Life, which is growing exponentially because of its unwavering stand for biblical morality. And this year, my 5-year-old daughter Mercy joined the Christian version of the Girl Scouts called American Heritage Girls here in San Antonio, Texas. Check out their websites and our transcript today at theworldview.com and find a chapter near your family. The McManus family loves these two ministries. Flights to Hawaii could get cheaper. Southwest is looking at adding Hawaii as a destination since they've purchased their first Boeing 737 jets with increased fuel capacity. Bitcoin broke through the $5,000 barrier yesterday. That's a five-fold increase for 2017 for the computer algorithm-developed coin thus far, and a 175-fold increase in value since 2013. One Christian economist, Gary North, calls it the second largest Ponzi scheme in history, second to the Social Security system. Others see it as a viable currency. When the next South Carolina legislature convenes in January 2018, it appears ready, willing, and able to ban all abortions. Even children conceived through rape or incest would be protected. Stay tuned for my Worldview special report immediately following today's newscast. Quartz.com has issued a long report on reverse missions. Foreign nations are sending missionaries into the United Kingdom to reach this post-Christian pagan nation with the word of the gospel. One South Korean missions group has sent 300 Korean missionaries into the UK over the last 8 years. And LatinLink has brought missionaries from South and Central America into Ireland and Great Britain to salvage some Europeans from completely, quote, abandoning its Christian roots, unquote. However, the report adds that few whites are reached. Typically, it's immigrants that are receiving the gospel in these cross-cultural connections. Over half of churchgoers in London are black or of Caribbean descent, a group that only makes up 13% of the city's population. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Friday, October 13th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for my Worldview special report. I'm Adam McManus. Ready for some exciting pro-life news? South Carolina might ban all abortions come January. The Worldview spoke with Matthew Clark, Executive Director of Personhood South Carolina.
The Personhood Act is very simple. It's designed to restore equal protection under the law for all in South Carolina beginning at the moment of fertilization. We like to say protecting all life beginning at conception without exception.
South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster is an enthusiastic champion.
Personhood South Carolina is very grateful that the Lord has moved the governor of our state, Henry McMaster, to come out and voice strong support for the Personhood Act of South Carolina. Governor McMaster also sent us a letter with his pledge, and in his letter he said, "Please know that I strongly support the Personhood Act and look forward to signing it into law."
For years, Republicans in particular have debated whether or not to allow politically expedient exceptions for rape and incest within pro-life legislation. Listen to how Clark frames the debate stemming from the foundation of personhood itself.
If the Personhood Act is signed into law in South Carolina, it will grant equal protection under the law to all babies. All criminal statutes regarding persons would be applied to babies in South Carolina. The Personhood Act does not have any exceptions. The murder of a baby is always unacceptable. The baby has been made in the image of God, by God. We can't punish that baby for the sins of its father. That baby deserves to be protected. And so the circumstances surrounding the baby's conception cannot determine whether that baby has unalienable rights.
Ultimately, Clark notes that the personhood movement is rooted firmly in God's creation.
Well, we always point back to the fact that God says in Genesis chapter 9 that we are made in his image. When we attack God's image in other human beings, we're ultimately attacking God. And a society that allows its people to attack God on a regular basis is a suicidal society that will not last long.
If you believe we have attacked God for far too long by tolerating abortion, including the abortions of children conceived by rape or incest, stand with Personhood South Carolina today by liking their Facebook page at facebook.com/personhoodsc and making a donation to this noble cause through their website, personhood.sc. By the way, Clark's 22-year-old son Jonathan writes our newscast every Wednesday, which airs on Thursday. The apple does not fall far from the tree. This has been a Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.